We turn now to the Middle East, where the Palestinian Fatah movement is holding its first convention in two decades. Fatah is the party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. It rules the West Bank, but lost control of the Gaza Strip to the militant Islamic group Hamas 2 years ago. Fatah members kicked off their meeting today in Bethlehem. Linda Gradstein is in the West Bank town. She reports that the delegates from the president on down are trying to come up with ways to revive Fatah's flagging fortunes.
As long Fatah banners waved in the wind outside the conference center, Mahmoud Abbas spoke emphatically for more than 2 hours. He showed more energy than he has in many months. We are in the right place today, Abbas said to applause. We will never leave this land. Whatever anyone says, we will stay here until we establish our Palestinian state. Abbas maintained that resistance to the Israeli occupation is legitimate under international law, though he emphasized nonviolent resistance. And he said he will not restart peace talks with Israel without a complete settlement freeze in the West Bank. At the end of the 3-day conference, delegates will vote on a new party platform and elect representatives to two important Fatah institutions, the 21-member Central Committee and the larger Revolutionary Council. Taysir Nasrallah is a delegate from the West Bank town of Nablus. He said these elections offer an opportunity for Fatah to revitalize itself after its humiliating electoral defeat to Hamas in 2006. He said Fatah must include some of what is called the Young Guard. Of course, everything is relative, and these youngsters are in their mid-40s. But Nasrallah says their time has come.
Okay, of course, we are in need for new blood. For Fatah to be on the highest level of its capacity. And we hope that this election will come up with a new leadership, competent leadership, so we can get rid from the status of weakness inside the movement itself.
Nasrallah said Fatah needs to get rid of some of the old corrupt leaders who damaged Fatah's standing among the people. He said he was pleased that Abbas mentioned mistakes Fatah had made and hoped there would be real changes. Abbas himself is not up for election. Another delegate, Mahmoud al-Assadi, made the trip to Bethlehem from Lebanon, where he is the consul general for Palestinian affairs. The 49-year-old Palestinian was born in Lebanon and has never been to the West Bank before. He said that Abbas, who he called by his nickname Abu Mazen, has been too conciliatory to Israel.
I hope that this conference will lead into unanimous unity among the members of Fatah, because without the Fatah unity, we cannot bring back the Palestinian people together. So we want Fatah to be united, and this will lead to unification of the Palestinian people.
Israeli officials paid close attention to Abbas's speech, but kept their comments fairly neutral. When asked about Abbas's use of the term resistance, government spokesman Mark Regev said that Israel seeks a historic reconciliation with its Palestinian neighbors through negotiations. Hamas officials were less diplomatic. Hamas refused to allow more than 300 Fatah delegates to leave Gaza to participate in the conference. The move underlined the bitter split between Hamas, which controls Gaza, and Fatah, which reigns in the West Bank. Hamas spokesman Ayman Taha told the Reuters news agency that Abbas's speech reflected, quote, a sick mentality representing a narrow factional vision. Palestinian elections are scheduled for next January, but Fatah officials say they have to find a way to work out their differences with Hamas before they can hold the elections and restart negotiations with Israel. For The World, I'm Linda Gradstein in Bethlehem.